Welcome to Unmasked and Thriving. My name is Tidi and I am your host. In the last episode of this series on absolutes, we tackled a difficult question. Say, asking if systems are not absolutes and the self is not absolute either, then what actually propels a human life? And we explored the possibility that something deeper moves us, a life force, a calling, a breath that keeps pushing us forward. That would be becoming. But that raises another question. Once you encounter that force, once you know it is there, what do you do with it? Do you possess it? Do you perform it? Do you turn into a new identity? Or is there another way to live with it? That's where we go today. Episode 4. So that's the question we're grappling with today. And let's delve right into it. After you have it, what then? You do not grip it, you do not perform it, you do not build an identity around it. The correct posture is stewardship, not possession. What 4 or 5 postures, core postures, that is, that must be held together. First one is humility without collapse. You understand that you are not the source, so arrogance dies. But you also understand that the call passed through you, so self-erasure is forbidden. This is humility that refuses both domination and disappearance. Secondly, is courage without violence. You stop forcing outcomes, you stop retreating as well. You act, but without needing to win, to convert, or to conquer. This is how truth travels far without becoming oppressive. Third is fidelity over success. You stop asking, is this working? You start asking, am I being faithful to what I have seen? Success is external, but fidelity is internal, and history only honors the second one. The next one is porosity without disintegration. You stay open to correction, to new data, to other people's pain, and to your own unfinishedness. But you do not absorb everything. Boundaries become ethical, not defensive. The last of these is patience with becoming. You accept that clarity comes in waves. You accept that regression does not cancel progress. And you also accept that spirals are not failures. You stop rushing, therefore. You do not rush your evolution to satisfy spectators. What you stop doing, you stop recruiting people to validate your awakening. And you stop arguing truth into existence. You also stop explaining yourself to institutions that benefit from misunderstanding you. Silence becomes a form of precision. What you start doing, you leave the question rather than answer it. I mean, leave. You walk it. It becomes part of who you are. It becomes part of your routine. You leave the question. You act locally, but think cosmically. You choose integrity, even when unseen. You allow your life to contradict bad systems without needing permission from anyone. Your existence at that point becomes the argument. The most dangerous posture of all, and I mean dangerous in a good way, is joy. Not naive happiness, but joy that cannot be easily bribed, joy that cannot be fully threatened, and joy that refuses despair as a governing principle. Oppressive systems cannot metabolize joy. They only understand fear and compliance. So once you have what propels becoming, you stand awake, unowned, accountable and open, walking forward without guarantees but refusing to return to sleep. Systems do not rule by force alone. They rule by handles, psychological, symbolic, and spiritual handles. Let's meet in the next episode. This was Unmasked and Thriving. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.